Well, hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens bonus episode, kind of. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, Ben, it's a very special day because we have a very special episode today. Are you excited?
I'm so excited for today and this episode.
Me too. And I can see Ben's beautiful face because we are on Crappens On Demand today. And guess why? We are doing this because it's the Vanderpump Rules Season 9 trailer, okay?
Yes. So many questions have hung over this trailer or this upcoming season. You know, it's been a while. We had a whole year without Vanderpump Rules because the pandemic, I believe, you know, obviously the restaurant scene was struggled through the pandemic. And then on top of that, of course, famously, Vanderpump Rules had this huge cast shakeup where we lost Stassi, Kristen, the two new guys, and then Jax and Brittany. So obviously,
that seems like a decade ago, doesn't it?
I mean, it was literally a lifetime ago. But now the show is back, and it's going to be Vanderpump Rules 2.0. And so we still have Sheena. We still have, you know, Tom and Ariana. We have Tom and Katie, and we have James and Raquel. So, you know, and Lawler. So we're going to see what this trailer has in store for us. Does it look promising? Is this going to work?
I do not know. Now, for those of you who are Crappens On Demand level Patreon members, you can see this video while we recap. Just go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, sign in, and you'll see it. It's there. And for the rest of you, we will describe what's going on because we wanted to keep this a free episode. So we'll describe what's going on. So if you want to see it, join up. If you don't worry about it. We'll describe it.
Okay. Yeah, but you'll also be able to hear the trailer, which, trigger warning, it's Vanderpump Rules voices. just a general trigger warning. I think it's the sort of thing that people should be warned about. Just so you know, what you're about to hear is Lala's voice.
It may disturb you, yes.
Yes.
Okay, you might be hearing, TVMA might have really nasally ladies screaming,
Okay, let's see what's going on with this trailer. I am so ready, yes.
Well, I can tell you this. We have just brought up the first shot, which is an aerial view of Los Angeles. And
yes,
man, that air quality still just dirty as hell. Okay, I don't know what I was expecting in the 2 years that I've been gone, but damn, it's dirty. Like, that is like when it rains, your skin burns kind of dirty. Very dirty.
Yeah. You know, for a moment there at the height of like the quarantine, the air quality in LA actually became very good. But, you know, it's back. Like, traffic is back. Awful people are back. Vanderpump Rules is back.
Like the beginning
Vanderpump Rules, the smog of television.
Yes, like the beginning of quarantine when they were saying, oh my God, look at all these animals just running cities now. Look, there's a bear who is running an actual Walmart now because all the humans are gone and nature's back to being great. It's like rivers are running clean.
It's like 12 monkeys.
Okay. Wow. That's like the alternate title for this show.
For our lives right now. And for this show. 12 monkeys. They've revamped the cast. It's all monkeys now.
Monkeys, one of them has a chunky sweater, very upset, probably coke addiction.
Well, let's be honest, the opening credits for Vanderpump Rules, they do serve their drinks like monkeys, just sloshing everywhere. Nothing is it's like, what kind of waiters are these swooping around so fast?
All right, let's get moving, shall we? I'm gonna press play.
Becoming a mother did something to me. I would say I'm pretty grown.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Are you only hearing that on your left side?
Well, oh, yes. You know what? Spoiler alert. I did watch the trailer last week, and the audio was only on one side. So it's not a you problem. It's a trailer problem.
Oh, thank you. Because I almost just stopped this whole thing and like went in to reconfigure.
No, it's
that
I think
is so
that,
Vanderpump
like,
Rules, isn't it? Like, okay, we're gonna put out the trailer. I'm sorry, forgot an entire right track of audio.
I can't believe you would ever accuse Vanderpump Rules of being tone deaf in any sort of way. So this is at first it's like a little upsetting because we're starting the trailer with Lala. Like, Lala is going to be our anchor. It's Lala with a baby. And you're like, oh, God. You know, we were so fortunate that we were able to skip an entire season of all these, all four of these girls getting pregnant. But we're here with Lala and her baby.
Yes. But then Lala, so first it looks awful because ridiculous. It's also like the evolution of Lala, right? It's like, here yeah. Lala is. Now she's dressed like she's, you know, she's in a houndstooth, probably Dior yes. or some bullshit blazer. Jacket. She's like, I'm a rich lady now, married to a rich producer. Well, not, is she married yet? She is, right? Married to a rich producer. I don't producer, know if they're married. Living in a mansion, you know, and it always turns into like, now I'm in a houndstooth jacket and I'm going to say things like, God, I was so different before I had a baby. And now that had a baby, I know everything, darling.
Yeah, it's the old cliche. Like, I feel like this is like the young people's cliche of like, well, I understand things. I'm mature now. I am changed. It's like, no, you're not. You're still
Lala. You don't understand where I'm coming from in this argument because you are not a mother.
That's exact. She is going to lean hard into that. Totally. I guarantee.
And, you know, it's funny because when we've been doing this show a long time now. And when we started, when this show started, we called it Vanderpoop Drools. Because I was like, oh, we have to watch that stupid show. I hated it when it first started. And we'd call it Vanderpoop Drools. And now look, it literally is. Okay,
it's little pooping and drooling.
Yes. Okay, so here we go.
I would say I'm pretty grown. What the f*** is wrong with you?
I would say I'm pretty grown.
Lala declaring she's pretty grown.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Who is that girl who's staring at Lala? So at this, there is Ariana. Lala saying, what the fuck? Is that Ariana?
That's Ariana. Oh,
I didn't recognize her.
Yes.
So Ariana's just staring at Lala like, oh my God, I cannot believe I have remained friends with this person.
Because Ariana now is like, two sides of my bangs are bleached now. this is where my character has gone this season.
If you bleach your bangs and there's no Stassi there to hear it, did you ever really bleach your bangs?
So yeah, Lala's telling someone off and she's in a hoodie today. She's like, I came to play, all right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I've just done so much self-reflecting.
Take your fucking words out of your mouth and shove them up your fucking ass.
James, I've just done so much reflecting. Take your words and shove them up your ass.
What I like about was, as James is telling off what looks to be Brock, Sheena's man, is that he's also like doing like a little hand puppet while he does it. He's like, you've said so many words as evidenced by my hand doing a hand puppet. Do hand puppets not make words? Of course, that's what they're there for. They're there to make words like you did. You made hand puppet words.
I will also say I get that years, you know, shouldn't change everything. You should change the lighting in this restaurant now. I mean, it looks ridiculous now. Now it's just looking like a silly Halloween walkthrough, right?
Yeah.
This needs time a revamp.
We need to get rid of these purple highlights. The entire restaurant looks like it's basically lit by those things that go behind TVs.
Yes. It's like an entire restaurant made out of Philips Hue and like terrible giant pots everywhere. Get rid of these pots as well.
I think we need to get a ground up revamp of Sir. And I actually feel like this pandemic was the time to do it. And they really missed the boat on that opportunity because it's back to the same like, ooh, antiquities and purple highlights.
Yes. And we've also lost Jack. So now James is the only character who's like, oh, I've changed so, so much this year. I've changed so much, which will be interesting to see because, you know, not buying it. Hope you haven't because that would be extremely bad for ratings. Okay.
Yeah, but to be fair, like a late tradition on Vanderpump Rules over the past few years are these people declaring that they've changed and they like literally have not done anything even close to changing.
Especially, the men. It's the Jack's trend. Okay, now here's another thing I need to point out. James' sideburn thing here. He did this thing where he cuts his sideburns to be short, right? Like right below the top of the ear. But then he like makes it so that one little line is coming down the center.
Yeah.
It's supposed to look like a hair melt. Drip. Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, it's like an ode to Giuliani.
The brown just dripping down his face. Okay, so he's yelling, I don't know, I think this is Brock. You know why? Because, God, I love, Brock is just so cute. I could just tell by the side of his face. Love you.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that he and Sheena could ever argue about toppings on a waffle, right? Wasn't that their big argument that they have? They're like, well, we went over to your house and you and Brock were fighting about waffles. Or they were fighting about pancakes or something.
Yeah, I have a feeling this they're going to be terrible together. Look at this. They're both wearing khaki shirts. Not really sure what's happening.
It's a khaki off. They're having a khaki fight, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Shove them up your f***ing ass.
Today I had a really positive day.
That's Ariana saying she had a positive day, and it cuts to her just slipping and falling at a bar. It's like, yeah, it was great. I slipped and fell, but I laughed afterwards. It was positive.
That's quite a fall. How does that even happen?
I take slapstick very seriously. She just wipes out. It's like that. It's like she's not even. She's just like standing. Maybe her shoe breaks or something because she's just standing and just goes down. Maybe she has some Ramona Singer vertigo. Yeah, so it was a very positive day.
Okay.
Now who's that with her? That's Katie.
That's Charlie.
Is that Charlie? Did Charlie?
You know what? Because that's Charlie with her season two eyelashes. Because I think they gave Charlie like $5 to film the entire season last year. Bravo doesn't pay a lot until you're like super famous, so we hear. So I think Charlie's like, listen, I didn't get a new face, I didn't get new boobs, I didn't get new anything, but I did get some longer eyelashes.
Don't think it's Charlie. It might be Olivia Wilde. I'm just gonna say it's Olivia Wilde.
Who's that?
She's an actress.
Is she the one who's dating John Mulaney?
I think that's Olivia Munn. So it's funny because Olivia Munn and Olivia Wilde were both trending on Twitter, which was a really big day for Olivia's. No, but I think that this
except for the only one that matters, Olivia Benson on Law and Order SVU. No one's trending her.
What about Olivia Aiden? Isn't that the little girl, Olivia? Mm. Our little hero?
Yeah. I want to know what this thing in Ariana's kitchen is, right next to the left of the stove.
Oh, yeah, how odd.
What is that, a pan cabinet, like where you keep big pans?
I think what's happened here is that, so in their kitchen, there's a space that's dedicated to a microwave, but they've decided they don't want to put a microwave in there. So instead, so we have this very strange load-bearing sheet pan shelf that is, the more you look at it, the stranger it gets. It's just like hanging there. It's so odd.
Maybe this isn't even Ariana's kitchen, right? Because look at the pictures on the fridge are all like ice cream cones and bunnies. And then pictures of, what do you call it when they make an x-ray of your stomach when you've got a stomach in there? I mean, a baby
ultrasound.
In there.
Ultrasound. Oh, maybe they're at like Sheena's house. This would be... Okay, now if this were Sheena's house, that would make sense. This looks like a
Lala house. I would say Lala's house.
Oh, it could be Lala. So I was thinking it could be Sheena because Sheena would be like, well, I really wanted a sheet pan. I want a sheet pan drawer, but I didn't want it off the side. I want it in the middle because I'm always like, where's the sheet pans? This way there's like a sheet pan next to me. Like, of course Sheena would like bisect her counter space with a sheet pan drawer, right?
Yeah. Well, it does... What does lend credence to your argument is that there are, it looks like maybe taco toppings down here. Oh, no, that's broccoli. I saw jalapeno. Yeah.
It looks to me like Brussels sprouts. Something roasted for sure.
It's broccoli, I think, because I just had a visceral reaction. I was like, ooh. Okay.
I think this is Lala because I don't think Sheena would go hard on the chevron. I think Sheena is a Subway tile person.
Yeah, Lala's house was done by Megan from Flipping Out. And you know Megan's all about her, like, gray and, like, taupe chevron patterns.
Yeah, actually, if anything, Lala, I mean, Sheena's backsplash would probably just be, like, photo to canvas art, right? She just has, like, a big photo to canvas art of her and Brock doing one of their million, like, I'm pregnant photos, you know? Yeah. And just, like, grease splatters on it. And then she gets mad at grease.
Yeah, because you can see Lala like having all the fillers and the Botox, but thinking that the microwave is dangerous for the baby, you know?
Yes.
And then if it was Sheena and that microwave cutout was there, yeah, there would be like a printed canvas of like Brock lying down lifting Sheena like she's weights. You
know? I can also see a world in which this is Lala's house because 50 Cent took the microwave and was like, you don't get this back until you apologize on social media for what you said.
Like if we open that sheet pan, if we open the structurally supporting sheet pan cabinet, we would see that all the sheet pans have been taken out.
Like 50 Cent came in here and like raided it for collateral.
50 Cent's just got like an oven full of like fries, you know.
And Lala's like, it's fine. We're going to make it work. We're going to make it work. And so now they're just like leaned into like their strange microwave vacuum space.
Yeah. Okay.
Positive day.
And it's down. Down again.
This season on Vanderpump Rules.
Get a little freaky.
Lots of fun and games.
Okay, yeah, so lots of, this is where, like, oh, there was a little drama, so now, party, party! So it's always a full moon, because, you know, it's a reality
it's
show.
It's the witching hour.
Ooh, this is before Kyle betrayed me, and this is after Kyle betrayed me.
As the moon turns. So we see, okay, so we see a fedora. Speaking of Kyle, right? Looks like it's Tom and Ariana, because it's a fedora hat. There's a sparkling sequin blazer, which is why I think it's Tom and Ariana, because I feel like that's from like the Tom collection there. And they're hugging as fireworks go off.
Yeah. And then we see.
Oh, there's the same jacket.
Right, but that's
This is, I'm going to say it's James and Raquel because he proposed to her. I'm going to say that this is
their engagement thing. Yeah. Because this is like an engagement James. Thing. Because Tom is there with a white hoodie. So it's Tom, and Brock. Playing the DJs. So yeah, it's James's thing. They're going to be the DJ for James for once.
Yeah. And then it's Tom Schwartz is wacky. Because he's
it's Tom Schwartz being like, God, I'm wacky, guys. Look, I've got glasses with lights that go across them that say things.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, and then, oh. And then we see like some dancing, and it's first we have Lisa Vanderpump dancing, showing a little bit of shoulder, being rather naughty herself. Last year was all about magician blazers. This year is all about slutty shoulder bearing tops. Ooh.
Ooh, look at this. My sweater is off of one shoulder. I might as well be in pornography.
I might impregnate someone just through my sheer sluttiness.
Yeah, and Vanderpump hates hugging people. On Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she would wear gigantic sun hats that you can't even come close to with, you know, or you'd get your eye poked out, basically. And so now she can't wear a sun hat because it's night. So she's wearing basically a decorative thing on the front of her shirt that looks like it could be made out of some kind of knife, small metal pokey knife things.
Perhaps it was a new accessory from Nicolaine Maestro. And
it's a metal inside of a metal inside of another metal.
It's the last part to a giant ticking clock. So she's like sort of she's doing like a back grind up against Tom Sandoval. And Tom Sandoval is really experimenting with a mustache right now. Don't think I really like it on him. I don't think it's a good look. It sort of reminds me of when like boys turn 13 or 14 and they can grow their first mustache. And you're like,
Yeah, but this is like a full on mustache. This is a thick, thick mustache.
Yeah, but
I'm not a huge fan of mustaches either. And he's also shortened his eyebrows. He's like, look, I've got shorter eyebrows and a mustache. Take that, America.
Dude. And then you can see Ariana's brother behind Lisa. And he's just like fully committed to some sort of Tommy Bahama thing. He's like, I'm just going to shoot right to, 53 years old.
Yeah, he's like 50. He's like 50 in fucking Jupiter, Florida right now. I don't know where this look came from.
He's like,
Then behind him, you see little fuzzy Ken in the background. Like, Ken. I don't know. Is that my wife over there? I'm holding her purse. If she needs me, just let somebody know that I'm just right here waiting whenever she's ready for me.
Oh, look how loose my wife is being. Showing her shoulder. Showing her shoulder. This is not appropriate behavior.
Okay. And then James looks like he's going off on someone.
And Sheena's in the foreground, like not even realizing what's happening. She's like, I wonder if they'll be serving us breadsticks because I can't eat bread right now and it'll be like a really awkward moment. And like, I don't really know. Like if they serve me breadsticks, I'll have to say no. But then I kind of feel bad because like I know they bought me the breadsticks. So I sort of feel like there's a lot happening. It's all happening. It's all happening.
It's Sheena's like falling asleep there. Like she's like,
yeah, so her batteries need recharging.
Someone has a golf tee in their butt cheek. I'm guessing this is Tom because he has that. Something on his butt. Is that the scar from his tattoo?
Yes. Didn't he have that tattoo that was for... What was that tattoo backstory about? Was it like...
Wasn't it for Tom? Didn't he get a tattoo for... like he lost a bet? I don't remember, but now it says
it was
A
something
on
that
it.
Was wrong. Yeah. Now it's like a... I forget what... it was like an A. The A was for something. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to assume that's Tom's butt.
Yeah.
Because I also believe that he has those pants.
Oh, 100%.
Like a red plaid. Yeah.
Then we go to, I forget what this party was for. I saw this on Instagram. Brock's friends come in town and threw him some kind of party. I guess this was for Sheena and Brock. Oh, it was his birthday party. It's Brock's birthday. And it's like a Speedo party, so everyone had to wear Speedos. And his friends came and just did Instagram lives and made fun of him the whole time. It was really funny on the old Instagram. Yeah.
We have Tom on trumpet as usual. We have just the usual characters all in bathing suits and enjoying this moment by the pool with Brock and his armpit hair.
And of course, Sheena put all this work into these cupcakes that she bought at the store. It's like the craziest party ever. It's like,
the cupcakes need to be perfect.
I decided to dress up like a raven.
Okay.
Now just another angle.
Out candles. Now it's like a dancing pool party. Pool, I guess this is all the girls are twerking.
Mm-hmm. Dance. Tom's playing tennis. Oh, tennis, classic Bravo trope. Balloons, probably for yet another. It's just balloons. Oh, and now synchronized diving.
Yeah, the guys are all doing. And you know this is
the show is still very, very white, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, the show. Yeah, this is basically the cast of the show. Like, all these white balloons falling from the ceiling. Here they are.
Yeah. They're like, after what we've learned, we decided to keep the show very, very white. Yeah. This is all of Jax's sperm falling on them right now.
Girls, these balloons are spilling drinks everywhere.
This is a depiction of Jax's sperm in Los Angeles. Guys diving into a pool, beer bongs. Look at Ariana's like, Why is Tom doing a beer bong? I still have to sit through this. And Sheena loves this. She's like, oh my God, he's drinking beer. Throw a funnel. Throw up a tube.
Sheena's doing her laugh right now.
Hey, that's the first time I was able to do the Sheena laugh. You're always so good at it.
Sometimes you just need a little break.
Yeah, so, I feel like when I try to do it, someone's like, argh. But this time I'm like, well, I lost it. It was fun while it lasted. Oh, and then like the most Lisa Vanderpump luncheon of all time. Look at this Lisa Vanderpump luncheon. First of all, they changed the filters for it. It's pretty much blown out right now. It's just like it's basically a screen of like light pink and a few details.
Yeah.
But I'm going to assume this is a baby shower of some sort.
Yes. So they're like, cheers. And Katie is like, I don't know. She's joined a garden club. She's
looks like my mom's pillow. My mom literally has a pillow like that.
Katie, not really sure. I mean, I guess it's just a baby shower, so what are you going to do? Not sure where Katie's going yet this season, but looks conservative as hell in this.
We never really know where Katie's going, to be honest.
Yeah, never know. Okay, so they're cheersing.
You want to do doggy style?
Oh, my God.
Then someone does a wacky, you want to do doggy style thing with an actual dog head on. And then who's that laughing? Tom? Is this the?
It
Tom's?
Looks like it's Tom Schwartz.
I guess that's
he's
the.
He's not
Tom's
sure if he
wacky.
Should be laughing. He's still deciding if he should commit to the laughter. It's kind of his thing. Indecision.
And then James in a wacky outfit.
It's a lot of costumes. I'm a little concerned that they're relying on costumes to do the heavy lifting this season. And I'm like, I want you guys to engage more. I don't think it's like not enough that you wear wackiness.
Yeah, me too. And I'm worried that they're relying too much on Brock's birthday party. Or is this a different thing?
Or just Brock in general.
Yeah, because this is another costume party.
Like, nonstop costume parties. Line dancing. A lot of costumes. What's happening here? This
a
is
lot of
way
choreography this season, too. There's a lot of like choreographed things, literally choreographed things this season.
There's also clearly a dodgeball moment, which I have to say, dodgeball on Bravo has not been my favorite thing. Because what happens is there's one person who says, I don't want to get hit by a ball. And then there's the slow-mo shot, and then someone gets hit by three balls in further slow-mo. And then there's laughter, and then there's chest thumping, and... 10 minutes of your life are wasted.
Belly, this is kind of wiener bumping though, so I approve.
It is.
And
I
then
like the
I guess they're at a line dancing place. Oh, this place closed down. Is this Oil Can?
Is that Oil Can Harry's? I think it is. Yeah,
I think it closed down.
Sad.
That's so sad. God, it was so fun getting yelled at by country and western queens who'd be like, excuse me, you are not allowed to do that right now.
They really like, would really... do that. I'm they're very line dancing to Rihanna right now. To, like, relax. Take a seat.
Very militant line dancing. Then we see Ariana on a bull, hot country bands.
Yeah.
And then we see Schwartz in like a white fur and crazy Rinna sunglasses. And pink.
That's Sandoval, I believe. Yeah.
Who did I say?
Schwartz.
No, I'll just say Tom for now. I mean, haven't I learned? And yeah, they're with their pink lighting. And oh, so they're, I guess, talking over video.
It looks like they're doing or doing like some music video, it looks like. Oh. It's some whack. It's just incessant wackiness. Like, this is what a wacky cast. Perhaps the wackiest show we've ever seen on Bravo.
Schwartz doing whipped cream something or other.
Another depiction of Jackson, of Jackson, LA in certain ways.
Yes. A lot of if it was in his mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. If it was in his nose. So then, let's see. Then another costume for Sandoval.
It's a lot of costumes. Sandoval now with some sort of parasol and a mesh shirt and red orange pants. It looks like they're doing some fashion show because someone's holding up a score in the foreground. So we've yet to see anything that resembles a storyline. But, oh, is that Rand? And now we're back at tennis, and Rand is going, oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot to invite Bruce Willis to this. Oh, my God.
God, you guys are so crazy. God, you guys are nuts. Oh, they're playing that fucking Teddy game.
Pickleball.
Okay, this show's crossed the line for
Pickleball
me.
Is
it.
Everywhere
I'm done
now.
With you, show. I'm done with Vanderpump Rules. There, I said it. Pickleball. And you, Ariana.
I think pickleball's.
You
I think
with
that...
a pickleball.
I think we're going to be stuck with pickleball for about 4 years, unfortunately. I think pickleball's a new thing. I'm seeing it ever since you mentioned pickleball. I'm seeing it everywhere.
It's everywhere. I'm telling you, the first time you see pickleball, it's like you're like, what's that? And then you see it everywhere. That's how it happens. It catches on. Whoever invented pickleball, good job.
My high school actually sort of had pickleball. It was sort of weird, but it wasn't called pickleball. But my high school had these like sort of miniature tennis courts that were kind of in cages. But I think
racquetball?
That it wasn't racquetball because it was outdoors, but it was like, you used a different kind of paddle, but you were basically playing tennis. It was called like, it wasn't was called just, pickleball, but it basically was pickleball.
Maybe you just went to a very poor school and they were like,
They're like, you're not playing foursquare. You're playing special tennis. That's all.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, look,
that's
there
like,
I am.
It's like El Paso. School sports. Just throw a Diet Coke can at each other's head. You know, whoever doesn't bleed wins.
So Shep, I guess they're doing a crossover with Shep from Southern Charm here on Vanderpump Rules.
They're having an alpaca day.
Alpaca with a hat on. Ariana's like, oh my God. That's Charlie. That looks like it's Charlie.
This is
right
Charlie.
There.
I told you it was Charlie.
It's not the same person as before.
It is. You're just seeing her from the front now. Okay, let's see.
I don't
this
know.
House from all the dumb bitches.
Let's get...
So she's staging her house. Let's see.
Wow, even Charlie got a house.
All the dumb bitches.
Let's get sexy.
Okay, so a big dong in Ariana's face.
Big dong. And Raquel looks shocked, but that's only because I think she found out that like the concept of macaroni. They're like, did you know there's this thing that you can put cheese on and it's delicious? She's like, no. Way.
Raquel actually finding out that you can buy ice cream at a store and don't need to be invited by all the girls for math class.
Poor Raquel.
Bless her heart.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, now we're at Sheena's with the print-to-canvas.
Print-to-canvas has arrived. It's side-by-side photos of her pregnant with Brock
and
holding her gently.
Yes, and look how far we've come in the print-to-canvas journey. You know, her old print-to-canvas with her other deadbeat, who she was married to, it would be Sheena, and then it would be him and another one looking at the picture of Sheena, but then Sheena would be looking from her picture away at the corner.
Yeah.
Corner.
And in this one, she's still making Brock look at her the whole time, but she's closing her eyes both times, not really looking at him. So, you know, it's
also,
some growth. It's growth.
Yeah. Also, this one doesn't look like it's shot at Sears. So that's an improvement, too.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see here.
I definitely am the happiest I've ever been.
I like want to go home to my baby. I don't even want to be here anymore.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's Sheena's new thing.
Yeah.
I want to go home to my baby. Like, if I'm going to be here away from my baby, like, it has to be running. Like, if I'm going to be away from my baby, that's going to be the rest of her life. is gonna be like, if I'm spending this time away from my children, then I could be at home with my children right now. I could be home with my children.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys are treating me like this when I took the day away from my baby. I took the day away from my baby.
As the first person to ever have a baby, I can't believe you are taking me away from children. Okay.
Look at Katie's face, like this shit again. Katie's over here.
This might make me on board with Katie.
I have a feeling I'm going to be Team Katie this season.
Me too.
Which has never happened. Actually, it did happen one season, the first season that Stassi was gone. Remember that season when she quit?
Mm.
And then Katie was left alone and she had to be nice. I liked her that season. And it looks like I'm about to like Katie this season.
I have a feeling I'm going to like Katie. I also have that strange feeling.
Okay. So, Sheena's crying about her baby.
Baby, I don't even want to be here anymore.
Brock has two kids. He hasn't spoken to them in 4 years.
Schwartz and I.
Ooh, they're going to get on Brock about his kids.
Oh, because now they're going to be like, how could you do this? Now that I'm a mother, I realize how important it is to talk to your kids. And Brock hasn't talked to his kids in 2 years.
No, they're going to get on her and call him like a deadbeat because he left his kids in Australia or something. And now he doesn't ever see them, but he's having a baby with Sheena. And doesn't he look just like a big gorilla with a tiny little baby?
He literally
looks... He's like, he's Mark Singer.
He literally looks like a Sunday roast.
He's like very Game of Thrones with a tiny little baby.
He is very much like the original king. You know, Cersei's original husband.
Yes, Sean Bean. Whatever his
name was. No, not Sean Bean, but like the guy who was like... Arathorn or Agarorn whatever, who is like, you're my favorite, but then gets poisoned.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. First episode spoiler, though. Don't get so mad. Okay, so then Katie and Lala are gossiping about Brock leaving his
children.
Katie
looks bored. So Katie right now is not even listening to what Lala's saying. Katie's just looking at Lala's hat that says, that is so trashy. Katie's like, have I spent the last 10 years of my life associating with these people? Is this true? She's like realizing her life.
She is. Also, I have to say this again, guys. I'm hating this. I don't want to turn the whole audience against me, but Katie. Why do I like Katie? Look, here, before I was saying she looks like conservative, this, that. This is her cutest hair yet.
It's good.
Why does Katie suddenly have cute hair? I don't like this. I don't think I want to watch Rosamund Pike.
It's very Rosamund Pike. Yeah. Like brunette Rosamund Pike.
I don't like how I'm feeling. That's what
It's okay. We're going to go through this together because I'm with you.
And then Lala, your husband didn't fucking cheat on his wife and blow up his family. Ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Well, we're judging men here. Okay.
Yeah. In 4 years.
Schwartz and I are opening up our own bar.
It's a complete show.
Keep her out of it.
But I want Katie to come in and train staff. She's going to do it.
Listen to my...
Oh, that's going to be good. Okay, so Tom drama. What's his buns? Not Sandoval, has brought Katie in to train people, and Katie and Tom hate each other's guts.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good.
And they're starting
a
new bar. Wait, can we go back and see some of the footage of their new bar?
They're just opening an extension of Tom, I think.
Oh, it's the extension. Oh, okay.
I think so. Let's see.
Here's.
Schwartz and I are opening up our own bar.
What is that space? That looks like it's new. It actually does not.
I want Katie to...
See, Lisa thinks it looks terrible because she's like, where are the giant planters? Where are the ornate chandeliers? Where are the decorative florets? I hate it.
So I guess they've decided to open another bar together, right? Is that what I'm getting?
That's what it sort of looks like. I mean, we know, because this was definitely not the space next to TomTom. 100%.
No, this is too big. This is like a valley bar, right?
It's got to be a valley bar.
Do you think?
It's got to be.
They wouldn't do that.
It's a cool space, actually. Look at that. Like big, tall ceilings, that sort of stone wall.
It looks like a Mexican restaurant that I've been to on Vineland. Huh.
A Mexican restaurant on Vineland?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, on Vineland.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah. Buzzing Vine.
Yeah, no one cares. Okay, so let's check this out.
Our own bar.
It's a complete show.
Keep her out of it.
But I want Katie to come in and train staff. She's going
to
do it.
Listen to my fucking husband's ideas.
Uh-oh.
Listen to my husband's ideas.
Katie is slapping that table like she's on Family Feud right now. She's like... She wants to ring in so badly.
Tom is in his, like, I'm a sushi chef. Hello, welcome. Tom,
he's definitely in his, like, dude, I'm so mad I didn't wear a collar on my button-down shirt today. Dude.
I'm so mad I'm murdering a turtle right now with this plastic straw. You did this, Katie. You did this, Katie.
All right, so Raquel.
Oh, Raquel, looking like she's mad about something. She's doing her finger talk where she makes her fingers into a circle.
Yeah.
And then does this a lot, so you know she's serious, because she can't do it with her inflection.
Someone threw out her fish sticks.
First and foremost, it's my body.
I'm the one that has to look at your face. Sorry, you guys are so...
Wow.
First and foremost, it's my body. I'm the one who has to look at your face.
It's my eyeballs that look at your body. There's Charlie. Charlie. Yeah, I'm always going to point out whenever Charlie shows up.
Yeah, I would like to say this is like about some deep women's issue, but it's Vanderpump Rules, so it's probably like, I don't like a one piece.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I want to buy a hat. I don't like the hat. I have to look at it every single time I look at your face.
Also, James's eyes are like two little needles here. So just pointing that out.
They're very much like Nintendo, like the Nintendo, when you make a little avatar for yourself on Nintendo, that's what his face is looking like these days. He's like an Animal Crossing, which is another name for Vanderpump Rules.
Crossing animals.
Animal scrolls.
Okay.
Dumb, you can't figure it out.
Oh, call Charlie dumb. Uh-oh, James. Don't call Charlie James not dumb. Having a...
Still look at your face. Sorry, you guys are so dumb, you can't figure it out.
James, come on.
Sorry, you guys are so dumb, you can't figure it out.
Sorry, James. They're like probably talking about like the cure for the pandemic. Like, oh, sorry, you're so dumb, you can't fix the pandemic. Uh-oh. Oh, Raquel's wearing some sort of... It looks like a piano keys, but it's not. But it gives me a feeling of piano keys. As she storms out, furious at James.
I'm leaving in my pajamas with my body.
That I have to look at.
No, Raquel.
Is that a bit much?
This is just a fucking firework waiting to explode.
Already has.
Get the fuck over it.
Fucking you for making me feel like a fucking psychopath.
Dude.
Says, as his veins pop out of his head. You're making me feel like a fucking psychopath.
Now, you can see that Lisa Vanderpump is being very serious because she does not have pink trim on her sofa. There's brown trim. She's in a state of mourning. Serious times. Her hair looks amazing. Oh, my goodness. Is that amazing hair or what?
Lisa's gotten rid of a lot of the pink. She's gotten rid of the pussy bows. And now she's wearing just metallic things on the front of her shirt. That's her season this year.
That's her thing. She has dropped the magician's look. And she's back to actually, you know, looking like a non-magician.
So then we get Tom Sandoval screaming at Katie and saying, stop making me feel like a psychopath.
And James doing some sort of anger management, like primal scream therapy.
Okay, let's press play.
Hey, you for making me feel like a fucking psychopath.
I'll teach you how to be cool later, bitch. Oh, babe, I was born fucking cool.
Oh, with an oversized blazer off.
Lala versus Ariana. I'm into it. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'll teach you how to be cool later, bitch. Oh, babe, I was born cool.
Don't. Do they have to wear this color for the wedding? Yeah, I guess so.
It's like some sort of like cream blazer battle, you know?
Yeah. Like the big oversized blazer. Yeah. But Ariana's like, I will still just wear it on my shoulders so everybody can fuck off, okay?
That's right.
So they're yelling at each other at a wedding, and Lala's like, oh yeah, bitch, I'll help you be cool. And Ariana's like, bitch, I've always been cool, or something.
Yeah. And then she falls over.
I'm here for the idea of this fight.
I like that.
Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah. Ooh, Lisa. Don't talk to me like that.
Have they FaceTimed in Jax? Oh, she must be yelling at James.
Probably.
And Sheena's like, I could be home with my baby, but instead I'm sitting here with my top unzipped just in case my baby decides to come. All right?
I think this might also be Brock's first day shooting because he looks shell-shocked by the entire process.
Or bored. I can't tell. He's like, why do I have to sit next to Lisa? Why?
Or it could be him watching rugby.
He's like, if I knew it was going to be this important, I would have made more effort to make the top of my head look even with my ponytail. Like he's got like a little,
he's got a bump before his, failure on
me like that.
You're rude. You're obnoxious. I'm embarrassed for you.
James telling someone they're rude and obnoxious, and he's embarrassed.
Telling a man, like a human wall, that they're rude and obnoxious. Like, this guy doesn't even care. He doesn't even care that his collar is like doing the full on Saturday Night Fever. This is not someone you mess with, James. Look at Lala. Oh, even Lala knows not to mess with Brock.
Brock is unironically wearing an International Mail shirt. I wouldn't fuck
really
with him.
He really is. Corduroy, no less. Him. A corduroy and, shirt.
Yes. And Brock's just like, oh, yeah? Why don't you pull my finger and find out?
I'm Australian and I have light accessories around my chest.
So James is embarrassed. Okay, let's get the last stretch in here.
I can't understand you. Oh, it's because Sandoval's dick is in your mouth.
Oh, a nice homophobic note to end the trailer. That was wonderful.
You think that's homophobic?
Yeah, it's like using, like, I'm not saying I'm really that, I'm not that offended, but it's like saying like, oh, you have a man's dick in your mouth and you're a man. That's kind of like,
no, I think she's saying you're sucking his dick. Like you're standing up for him all the time. Like you're being his like wife instead of standing up for yourself or whatever.
Okay. So it's vaguely misogynistic instead. So
hey, can it be both? It's everything.
It's Lala and she's wearing the American flag while she says this. So anyway, I mean, this will be interesting. I mean, it's always exciting to see Vanderpump Rules. I mean, so far, I'm not missing Jax or Brittany. So, you know.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see, everybody. Okay.
We are going to do just that. Y'all, thank you so much for listening and for some of you guys for watching. Hi, welcome to the room. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And we will be back on the next episode with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Wow.
What a season.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.